The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Wednesday morning, the 11th of November 2020 at 3 minutes past nine. We're here till 10 o'clock. The text number is 51551, so get busy. We look forward to hearing from you this morning. And you can email ryan at rte.ie. The Garda checkpoints are still in full flight around the place and I think we're nearly start giving away prizes for the best excuses people are using to get through them. And I love this message that came in this very morning from Fiona saying, throughout both lockdowns, I've been stopped lots of times by the Gardaí and I always had something nice to say, like, I'm going to mind my elderly mother, or I'm on my way to Meals on Wheels, that kind of thing. But today, she says, I needed a pick-me-up. So when asked, what's the purpose of your journey? I replied, I'm on my way to meet my lover who I haven't seen since lockdown. He bent down to talk closer. I lost my nerve then and told him the truth and said, no, I'm a physio on my way to work. That's it. He laughed and said, I would have let you through either way. I love our Gardaí, says Fiona. They're pretty cool about that, in generally speaking. And good. Sometimes you just get bored saying the same thing and doing the same thing and going over and over the same thing and weekends running into days, running into hamster wheels, running into... But you got to make your own fun. What have we got for you today? I got a Christmas card yesterday, first of the season. Thank you very much. So it begins... This being from Margaret Crowley. Crowley is one of those funny names, isn't it? It's not Crowley, it's Crowley. Sorry. Margaret Crowley, it's not Crowley, it's Crowley. Sorry. Margaret Crowley, it's not McDougall, it's McDowell. It's not Hoolahan, it's Howlan. It's Howlahoolahan. What? What? Why didn't God just give you the one name that we could all pronounce? Make life easier for everyone. Anyway, Margaret Crowley, thank you for your lovely card from Westmeath. Dear Ryan, I hope this is your first Christmas card. As it happens, it is. Now, I notice you also include the staff. They love being called that. So I'm going to make sure I pass all the greetings on to my staff. And some of them are very good. And she said, I hope you enjoy this first Christmas card. I just want to thank you so much for the... Anyway, she says nice things and you're happy and you like what we do here. And we're really happy to have your company too. So thank you for the first of the season. It's never too early. This time, I don't mind at all. Christmas can come early this year. I'm not worried about it. In fact, I got a Christmas stocking with tubs written across. And they even include little things like the book I wrote 1,000 years ago by JFK is included in it and little things to do with me. Nice personalised Christmas stocking. Took it, posted it up on Instagram this morning from the Langan family. They have a business called Print Addiction. It's a family-run enterprise in the heart of Westport. A lot of Westport on the show today. We'll explain more about that later on. Great innovation and creativity and wonderful people in the county of Mayo. Anyway, the Langan family say our main business is the supply of corporate and personalised giftware. And we diversified during lockdown and established a site dedicated to supplying a huge range of personalised Christmas stockings and decorations. And we have over 30 designs online and offer a next-day dispatch. Christmasstockings.ie. Great. More Irish innovations. I love it. Much like... the fact that some people might want to be buying their Christmas albums and on vinyl, and you don't have to go abroad for that. You can stay at home. So, for example, you have Music Zone based in Tohar in County Cork, set up and run by Ray O'Brien, which is a great shop and a website with a great sense of community. This is the kind of thing that people are doing. They're writing little notes saying, thank you for your custom. We appreciate it. I hope you enjoy what we're sending you. Lovely touches. And the difference between a cold receipt from Sweden and a warm note from Westport. That's what you're dealing with these local businesses. But back to Ray's Music Zone. They've the largest selection of records in Cork and Munster, broadly speaking. Free shipping in Ireland when you purchase three or more records. It's tried and tested, fast and safe delivery. We can vouch for that. A family-run business. Ray's son, Cormac, works at the shop with them, along with two music enthusiasts there, Bobby and Shane, so they know what they're talking about. Musiczone.ie. Wouldn't that be a nice thing to stock up? I must get a bit of vinyl myself for presents this year, so I will head towards that direction. There's loads of... great vinyl sellers. There are loads around the place, so keep going. Also, Fenella Murphy is doing great work at the Village Bookshop in Greystones. It's a great shop, which unfortunately I was there not too long ago. I passed by, but I didn't get the chance to go in. But I will next time. And they've done great things since thriving and surviving since COVID with in the shop that opened by her mum in 1991. And yesterday they launched the Village Bookshop subscription service. This is, again, the cleverness of it all. Here's how this works. After you fill out a questionnaire about your reading choices and general interests, the resident book therapist will review and provide COVID BAM in the form of a specially selected monthly book tailored to your tastes. And this will be delivered to your door. So head to villagebookshopgreystones.com. And always keeping in mind your local bookshop for business. And I must get down to my own, the Raven, and make sure that I have my Christmas book orders in early so there's no messing around. You don't have to be caught out. So keep it local. That's what we keep saying. Did we not all enjoy the great work of John King showing us the maps on CNN during the presidential election? I see that in the Irish Times this morning, Irishtimes.com, I should say, I didn't see it in the main body of the hard copy of the paper, that his Irish interest in his election coverage is kind and flattering. So they found out where this guy, he was really good, really professional, very, I don't know if entertaining was the way, but infotaining in that nerdy way for political anoraks. I think most of the country became a political anorak, if not only for one week, only for the election. But nevertheless, his coverage was wonderful and reminded me a bit of Peter Snow, if you remember Peter Snow during the elections in the UK when they had the big maps, when it was starting out, we all got the interest in the technology at the time, and he was wonderful. But anyway, John King is worthy successor. It turns out the family are from Ballykeneely, which I know only too well, just outside Clifton in Connemara. And he shares his roots with the Kings in Dunlochan, if I'm saying that correctly, I hope. And this is, he posted a cryptic tweet. He said, "It begins in Dunlochan and a visit is long overdue." So apparently his great-grandmother and her great-great-grandmother lived there, and she was Kate Little King in Ballykeneely. She was one of 24 children. How can anyone be one of 24? Now, I don't want a list of I'm one of 400, but 24 is a lot. 24 is a lot. Of the same mother? Should she not be in the history books or the medical history books? I mean, crikey. Anyway, she was one of 24 children. She went on to have 10. Crikey. Including King's grandfather, Christy, or Festy as he was known at home in Connemara, before emigrating to Boston in 1911. And then he grew up in Boston. This is John King in Dorchester there, and said that he has faint but fond memories of visiting his grandfather in his retirement home and of his Irish scally cap. And there will be a pint for him at Kyo's pub, which I know well, in Ballykeneely, she said. So that's John King. But I think at a different level altogether, you heard the Taoiseach was talking to Joe Biden yesterday, and he said, he was inviting him apparently, and said, "You've got to come to Ireland." And Joe Biden said, "You try stopping me." I mean, he's really into it. He's gonna go for it. When you keep hearing words like malarkey, hey, malarkey, and it reminds me of the home. You know, it's you're into that lovely Irish-American sort of, well, the bejesus. I scared the bejesus out of me. And it's that sort of flatly thing that the mimics do very well. But that'll be very, very interesting. And it brings us, I suppose, neatly enough to malarkey is a great word, isn't it? And shenanigans. Even Trump was saying shenanigans a lot recently. A lot of little Irishisms knocking around the place. But the country went quite wild last night for the trailer for Wild Mountain Time, you might have heard just mentioned on Morning Ireland, which is a film. Now, I remember they were making this film because there were sightings of Christopher Walken and Jamie Dornan and Emily Blunt around the place. And I was going, what are they doing? They're making a film. They are? What's it called? Wild Mountain Time. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Wild Mountain Time, which, Will You Go? You know the song, Will You Go, Sally Go? It's a beautiful song, but I think it's Scottish. So already I think we're on the wrong foot if I've been an Irish film. However, let's not get into that too much. The trailer has got people talking, and I can understand why, because it is extraordinary. It is like something. It is The Quiet Man. And it is The Quiet Man. The Quiet Man's a beautiful film, by the way, but it's of its time. And they seem to have brought The Quiet Man's ancient history of beauty, dragged it through a prism of decades of time, forgotten that maybe electricity was created and that the internet exists, and now have this strange story of, would you look at him, father? What are you doing at all? I mean, you would expect Bing Crosby to be drafted in as the local priest. It is amazing. And the accents are extraordinary. And I don't know what it is. And I can't knock it. I don't want to anyway, because I haven't seen it. In fact, nobody has seen it. We're just judging on trailers, which isn't fair. So until we see the whole thing, we can't judge it. So let's wait and then judge it and say, it's not the best, or it's amazing. It's underrated. You know, this is what happens. People recommend things and you go, oh yeah. But I've recommended things and books and things to people and they go, what were you thinking? I said, well, I was thinking it was really good, actually. And they said, but what? No, but obviously we don't enjoy the same things, which makes us human people with different tastes and thoughts. I mean, I haven't seen a film called Holiday, and yet it's trending in Ireland as being tremendous. I work with people upstairs who are actually, by and large, quite sane and generally, on occasion, quite funny and even more rarely, but still, witty occasion. And yet they all sat through Holiday. Now, I'm going to blame the COVID, both long and short, because there's no other reason why they would come out and admit that they sat through a film called Holiday. The name itself, it makes me wonder what's wrong with us all. And Mary in Cork heard me talk about Holiday briefly. And she said, I heard you talking about it. She said she saw it and thought, oh, that looks like a lovely new Christmas movie. That's going to cheer me up. But she says the movie reaches a new low. It's horrible. The lead character in it is so unlikable. And the dialogue is so vulgar and awful. After the first half hour, I couldn't watch another second of it. Great actresses like Christine Chenoweth and Frances Fisher, neither who I've ever heard of, star. And that's what made me put it on in the first place. Ugh! It's beyond awful. That's Holiday. Good luck with that. The one that really stuck with me, and it's largely, I suppose, influenced by my own, I would say youngsters, my own oldsters at home, is Hamilton. Hamilton the musical really, really resonated with me. And the fact that the two girls like that, and anyone who's watched Hamilton will know that it's about American history through rap. So it's like if Kanye and Eminem, now you know I don't know what I'm talking about, but if Kanye and Eminem were to put together a musical based on the American Constitution, already on board saying this because I know how boring it must sound, you'd say, you must be kidding me. Watch it with the subtitles on because it goes so fast. This guy, Lin-Manuel, I forget his second name, but his name is Lin-Manuel something. He's so talented and so mind-bogglingly, I can't even say it. He's so wonderful with words and history that I'm in awe of what he's achieved with Hamilton. Miranda, that's brilliant. Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's something else. Anyway, so thanks to Kate Olin, who's part of the Toy Show Wonder Team, for pointing me in that direction, because I knew she was kind of saying to me, I think you like it, girl. I'm kind of worried because you're pretty tough if you don't like something and I'm going to have to put up with this all in one sentence. Well, in fairness, you know. And when I'm there, I must say NASA McLaughlin, who's running the ship over, the captain of the Toy Show ship, is just doing one hell of a job. And wait till you see it, what she's marshalling in the face of the COVID. It gets better and better with every day. In fact, I was over talking with the team yesterday and they were introducing me virtually to the children that will feature on the Toy Show, saying these are some of the kids you're going to be meeting. Now, I wasn't meeting them face to face. They were showing me little clips of them. And I realised it's going to be, I keep saying this, but I'm in the zone now with the Toy Show zone because it's so close. But it's so special. Dolly Parton is impressive. Do you know why Dolly Parton is impressive? Because A, her career is amazing. She came from very, very little. Her parents were impressive people. Her dad was the logistics guy. The mum had the creative part of it. And between all of that, she came out the other side with this extraordinary skill. And the Irish Examiner telling us that she, like in the middle of everything else, she's going to bring books to about 3,000 children in Cork. She has this thing that she donates books to children in certain parts of the world. And she says, Cork and all of Ireland has a special place in my heart. It feels like home to me. And hopefully one day, sooner than later, I'm going to be coming home again. So the Imagination Library has already shared 100 and 47 million books with children since she launched the project in 1995 as part of her Dollywood Foundation. 10 out of 10 for the Dollywood name. Communities have been selected across Cork City and County, and families in these areas can register from today. And as Dolly Parton said, now she's won my heart over 10 million times with this line, you can never get enough books into the hands of young children. Here, here. In fact, we've got a great story about books and children coming up for you later on, so stay tuned. Text to 51551 says, I turned off Holiday. It was dreadful. Okay, well, I haven't even turned it on, so I can't comment on that other than to say that people who I trust and admire, strike that, I trusted and admired, watched it. Saw the trailer for the film. The accents are horrific, says John. Of course they are indeed. And it's Crowley, and as in, ouch, not as in Crow, in West Cork, says a fellow Crowley. Okay. I just find every time you say Crowley, somebody will say, no, it's Crowley. And every time you say Hoolahan, someone will say, no, it's Holohan. And every time you say Keane, someone will say, no, it's Kane. Every time you say it's Walsh, they say, no, actually, it's Welsh. So I tend to say first names only, or my old friend, anything like that, just to avoid these little speed bumps in life. Shall we have some lovely music from Stevie Wonder? Let's do that. 9:19, Wednesday morning. Good to have you with us. We're open for business. What a great tune. Stevie Wonder at 9:22 this Wednesday morning. I was stopped, says Julie, recently by a Garda, and I couldn't resist. I said, bless me, Garda, for I have sinned. I'm off to see my best friend for a walk and a coffee. We had a good giggle. It's nice to giggle. Mags in Mayo says, when passing through a checkpoint on the way back from radiotherapy in Galway, 5 weeks in, 1 week to go. Good luck, Mags. The Garda, who knows me well by now, saw the plants in the back seat of the car and asked, had I someone to help plant them? They always ask after my health, and they always offer assistance. Pleasant. Did hear one slightly negative story where a couple of guards maybe jumped on a bus and it were kind of a bit funny to older people and said, where are you going? I think there has to be a bit of wriggle room in terms of if somebody old is going for a walk to or getting a bus to the beach and it might be half a kilometre, you know, just give them a belt break. I think we have to be very humane as humans under the circumstances. Frances Fisher was Clint Eastwood's partner for years. No. Yeah. She was also Kate Winslet's mother, quote unquote, in Titanic. Oh, is she with the blue necklace thing? That says Brenda. No, I've got that wrong, haven't I? Anyway, lots of amazing new Irish films available all this week at the Cork International Film Festival. Available online until midnight on Sunday, including 4 world premieres. CorkFilmFest.org. That's a good steer. Get away from the muck that isn't really doing a job for us and help support a bit of a local festival as well along the way. That's nice. Thank you, Ryan. You're welcome. For what, though? I was feeling meh this morning. Is that in the Oxford English Dictionary? I wonder, yeah. I know that there was talk of new words going, but meh should be in there. Stevie Wonder is bringing a smile to my face and tears to my eyes. Good. Tears of joy and happiness, I hope. Thank you to Louise Clark. Heavenly Cakes by Louise Clark. You sent something into it. I didn't see it. It was like a jumble sale of Irish beauty and quality around the place the last week or two with stuff that we were sent in. But thank you for that. And really, everything we could, we sent straight to charity if we could, or sent back to you. So whatever way it worked out, the guys have been working their, I think in some cases, literally their backs off. I saw them hefting things around for the last few days. So that's all looked after. Another family business. Thanks, Sanitize Ireland. They have 22 employees run by Tom Barry. That's a good name. And Helen and Tony and Owen and Carolina and the whole team sent in some of those their sanitizing products. Good luck to those people. The great Avril Bannerton's busy as well, always able to turn the ship around wherever it might go. And they have Ailu, which is, or Ailu, an Irish product as well, which is, it translates as an act of breaking free, which is good. And it's a curated box of Irishness, and Ailu Experiences is where you'll get them on .com. A lovely presentation and good luck with that, Avril. Maiden Jewels by Kira Early. They're busy keeping their show on the road. And Susan Bauman, I hope I'm saying that, is an expat from Texas, I think you mentioned, and you're working away there in Waterville. True Blue Texan. That's what you said. Yeah, True Blue Texan. And you're working there with your product todayinireland.com. So good luck to you, and thank you for being part of our family here on the radio show. Now, elsewhere, can you say a big shout out to Gwen and her bookshop In the Company of Books in Ranelagh? Happy to do so. I know family members who have been using Gwen's facilities there for books for the last 8 months, and they always sing the praises. So it's great to endorse a tried and tested product. Well done to you. And to everybody, just keep on going. I registered my son, says a text, for the Dolly Parton Library when it launched in Tala 2 years ago. The books are amazing, and my son was delighted to get a new book every month from the postman. It is a wonderful setup and opens up the world of books to so many. I read a book when I was off, which was called Such a Good Age. Have you read this one? It's a big deal in the States, and it's essentially, who would I say the audience for this book is? I would say it's for women, mostly in their mid to 30s to early 40s or mid 40s, who have babies or don't have babies, or anyone who's ever worked as a babysitter. And what it does is it pulls in the social politics of now. So it's very, very contemporary, and it deals with class and race and the choppy waters that everyone has to navigate in those regards, and childminders and bitchiness and friendliness or friendlessness, and how we can project one type of life to people when we're in social situations, and then we close the front door and become very different creatures, no confidence, very little happiness, and yet then we beam out the nonsense, whether it's online or in the coffee shop. So it's a good book. It was recommended to me by a few people, and I don't know if it would be my top 10 of the year, to be honest, but I think it will be of interest to a lot of people, and I did enjoy it. But it's called Such a Good Age. But I have to say, I quickly went back to, because I'm just on a different buzz at the moment, I went back to Ragnar Jonasson, my Icelandic crime thriller writer, and his quintet of books, which I've read three, and I'm halfway through the fourth, and really I was back on terra firma for me now. Loads of snow. I was reading a bit of it this morning, and it reminded me of, it's like Agatha Christie meets, there's a bit of Banville in there. I think John Banville, I was thinking, would really love his books. And they're dark and icy and snowy, and yet I get the creative kind of old fashioned, but all set now. Very, very interesting. I just think they're great books. They really take me somewhere. I disappear into it. So Ragnar Jonasson, his recent trilogy are excellent. I've spoken about them before. And they're all up in saved stories on my Instagram page if you want to check those out, because I keep them there. You might like them. Now, right then, what are we doing? Let's take a break, for goodness sakes.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Good, you're happy and sad, and you know it, clap your hands. So that's what happens when you listen to an interview like that, and beautiful people just doing beautiful things. Gosh, it's lovely. What a remarkable family, says Susan. Sarah and Lottie and Rosie and the late Mal Bellington from Westport being described on the show now. Talented, kind, resilient, and I can't wait to see what they do when they're older. I used to read to my bump, says another. I was alone for pregnancy in France, and every evening I would read Lisa C. books, and he's now 10. And an amazing reader. Top of his class, his proud mummy. And it definitely works. And another from Sue says, I can't cope. Yeah, well, this is it with this little angel on the show this morning. I'm crying into the slow cooker. Well, that's the most COVIDian text I've heard or read this week. What an incredible family. Thank you to them for making me stop and think today. I'm definitely going to pay this forward later. Hashtag be like Lottie and Rosie. Indeed. And I'm lost for words, says Suzanne, listening to this lovely woman and her two daughters. Their tears rolling down her cheeks. What an accomplishment for Lottie. And the kindness inherent in the family is an inspiration. May I wish them a very happy Christmas. Yes, little early, but then again, what did I start by? Talking about Christmas cards, so you get what you deserve. Anyway, lovely text coming in, and very emotional ones about that that interview that we just did. I think we've time to pick it up a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's a queer hawk of a song, but we'll go for it. Good song, that Carly Rae Jepsen and Call Me Maybe. Top tip to up-and-coming broadcasters, don't eat a mandarin orange while playing a song and then going to an ad break. Just don't do it. It's a stupid thing to do. Good man. Okay. Oh, the Wild Mountain Time, Will You Go, Lassie Go. Thank you, Fergal in Galway. He said, look, the song is a song written by a Belfast musician called Francis McPeak in the last century. But, and this is important, the song is based on the song The Braes of Balquhithir by two Scotsmen. So it covers Belfast and Scotland, but not south of the border. So that is interesting because it's a song that has connotations with, you would have thought, a different part of the world altogether. Anyway, that's where we're going to leave it for today. Thank you. Countless texts. Can't get to them, unfortunately, but we'll try in the morning. Stay tuned to Claire Byrne. Have a wonderful day and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.